like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 16 December 2019, and welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a guest tonight that I am so honored to have with us. He's been on before. We're going to introduce him in a second and tell him why I'm glad to have him and explain some situations that we may all be glad to around one of these days. Before I do that, though, don't forget, folks, we're still offering a free case of food and a Berkey water filter. If you need one, don't be afraid to say, I need a case of food and this is why, or a Berkey water filter. Write to us. The Berkey water filter is, and I can prove this, my friends, I can prove it by test, the best gravity-fed water filter, bar none. I mean, the above, head and shoulder above all of them. We give away a free one once a month, and we always sell them through the ministry. We have them here if you want them. We give a free one once a month for those who can't afford it. I need fresh water. If you'll write us here to ministry, and you call tomorrow, you ask Lisa for our address. I'm not going to take time to give it to you because it eats up time on the air, but you call at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. Well, if you have long distance, you can save us some money if you'll dial 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Ask Lisa for address and write us a letter and say, I need a Berkey water filter and this is why. Or I need a case of food and this is why. Now, folks, I promise you, once a month we give away a free case of food in the Berkey water filter. No strings attached. I never tell the people on the radio who receives them. I just mention the state they went to. I would never share your information with anybody else. In the office on the last Thursday of the month, which will be the 26th, I'll be going through the letters along with Crystal and Judy and Marcia and Shannon. We'll decide which one we think needs it the worst. The ladies are very good at, we'll say, reading between the lines and know what's going on. But if you want a water filter or a case of food, you write to us. Explain to us why, and we'll put you on the list. I promise you will, and I mean that. And don't forget, we're still offering the book, Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel. Now, this book, folks, is absolutely an eye-opener. A lot of things it talks about in the book, I think you'll find beyond interesting. And some things I personally do not agree with, and that doesn't mean the facts in the book are wrong by any means. If you want to know what America is designed and who helped design it and why they did, the real reasons behind it, that doesn't mean that you weren't a godly nation. I'm not saying that at all. But the reasons behind it and what it's turned into in the end times. This book, The Grand Design Exposed, is $12.95. I promise you, folks, it's worth every penny of it. I got a good deal on them. They're $22.95 regularly, but I got a good deal. $12.95 includes postage. And another book I'm on offer, had offered several months ago, maybe a year ago, a fantastic book, America and Great Britain in Prophecy. America and Great Britain in Prophecy. And yes, folks, we are all through prophecy. We truly are. $10, that includes shipping. So you can get both books, $22.95. And all I can do is offer it. You do what you want to with it. If you don't want to, you get it. If you don't want to learn, that's your decision. We offer them here because I think they're important. If you want to learn about the history of America and know about America and prophecy and Great Britain also, you say just say, send me the book on prophecy about America. Whatever you want to say. $10, get that to you. And $12.95 for the Grand Design Exposed. I'll tell you what, you can get them both for $20 if you want it. How's that for a deal? $20 for both of them. Just say, give me both books. Just tell Lisa, I want both books. I know what you're talking about. Use a credit card, debit card if you want me. Call her tomorrow and leave the number with her. Or get the address and write to us. Both books, $20, $12.95 for one and $10 for the other. Whatever you want to do, folks, if you want to order them all at the same time, we'll do the best we can, I promise. Now, we'll be having church again on the 28th of this month, and we're going to have it the 21st, but our producer, Phil Hudock, will be going for a couple of days. So we're going to have the 28th will be our next church service. I want you to know that. Next Bible study. And our guest tonight spoke at one of them for us this past summer. What a great job he did. And a magazine will be going out to the printer again next Thursday, the 26th. If you don't receive the Minuteman magazine, you're missing the biggest and, I think, best magazine available. And that's not just my opinion. That comes from Jane McCanny. That comes from Tex Mars, bless his, rest his soul, and others that read it and said it's the best they ever read. It's free online. If you'll email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com, pastorbutch@startmail.com, leave your email address. We'll get you on the list to receive a Minuteman magazine. Totally free. Just emails and tell us you want it. All I ask you to do is please pass on all, to all your friends on your email list when you get it. I think you'll find it that impressive. I truly do. I mean that. Now, our guest tonight is a gentleman that I was honored to meet this past summer, and his beautiful wife, too. We had dinner together after church services and Bible studies, and what a great job he did. He's with an organization called Liberty Council. Now, folks, I am honored to have these people, and I do support them when I can. I'm not a wealthy man, but I send them what I can when I can, because they're the people that will be out there for you and I one day, perhaps, if we run into trouble because we're preaching the Bible, standing for the truth. They're the ones representing the lady and gentleman who has been fighting, have been taken to court with Planned Parenthood because they videoed Planned Parenthood actually bargaining for baby parts, and they got in trouble for doing that. Our guest is Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan, are you there?
I am, Pastor Bush. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you, sir. It truly is. It really is. I want to tell you how much I enjoyed having you at our Bible study and our dinner afterwards with your wife. That was a wonderful day.
Absolutely. I recommend the time spent with you in person. I don't know how close your listeners are to you, but if they can get out to where you are, I think that'd be very favorable for them to spend that time with you in person.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. You saw we don't have a big group there at our Bible study, but the numbers are growing. They're watching on the internet and watching on YouTube after serve with. And folks, if you check out Pastor Butch Paul or just Call to Decision on the internet, on YouTube, you'll find a lot of teachings that we've done there also. But you're welcome to come and join us personally if you want to anytime. You know you can do that. But our guest tonight, Jonathan Alexander, I got to tell this story very quickly, become a lawyer because his daddy was a preacher in Massachusetts, right, Jonathan?
Right. Yes, sir.
And Massachusetts, we'll say, to be polite, is a very liberal state. It's much worse than that. But his daddy preached the Bible just the way it's written. He knew that one day his dad might need a good lawyer. So this man actually went to school to defend his daddy when he preached the Bible, preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, how is that for a man that honored his parents? That is remarkable. That when he told me that, or told us that Bible study that day, I was so impressed with this. And Jonathan, I mean that. I really am impressed with that. And I know you're a lot younger than I am, but you have a lot of respect for me. I want you to know that.
I really appreciate it. And credit to, you know, the faithful pastors all across this country that are preaching God's word. It's, you know, it's a terrible time in our history when that is within the crosshairs of the federal government and, you know, governments across the nation. But thankfully, we do have a strong constitution, and any time, you know, we're able to put that into motion and really use it to defend our rights to preach the gospel. You know, it's men and women like the folks that I work with at Liberty Council that hope to step up to the plate and do that.
And folks, we'll give you the contact information for Liberty Council in a little bit, because I think if you have $5, you can support them. You need to do it. Bring us up to date. We have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things. I do want to talk about the lady in Kentucky, I forgot him already, that took up a stand against a homosexual marriage. What was her name again?
Right. Kim Davis.
Kim Davis, yes. I want to talk about that. But also, tell us what happened with Planned Parenthood. Now, these two people, Jonathan, actually videoed the bargaining, now folks listen to this, of the selling of murdered baby parts. And they turned it in to authorities. And tell us what happened.
So last time you and I talked, this was in September, I think it was September 10th, and we were talking how this case is coming to trial. It's in California, and it dovetails off of what happened in 2016 when a string of videos came out in the media of Planned Parenthood executives bartering over baby body parts. Now, it took a couple of years for the trial to come out in the civil stage, but this wasn't a trial to go after Planned Parenthood. It wasn't a trial to show the criminal activity that they were doing in selling baby body parts. It was actually a trial against the investigative journalists that exposed Planned Parenthood, the ones that wore the cameras and had the sound recordings and exposed that there was a network of folks both underground and in broad daylight, literally in the public markets of restaurants, bartering over the price of baby body parts.
You know, I will say this. Those two people should have been heroes. They should have been lauded as heroes and granted all kinds of accolades because of their stand. But instead, they were turned into criminals.
Right. I mean, look at the standard now. We have a going on, you know, publicly now, we have a whistleblower whose name isn't revealed, but you have an entire branch of government mobilized based on one whistleblower's so-called interpretation of what he heard during a phone call. But here you have, you know, actual facts with a video from whistleblowers, as it were, individuals that were exposing, doing investigative journalism to expose what was going on. And they're not only vilified where they're sued by Planned Parenthood, but there's actually 14 criminal counts by the state of California against them now. So they're two separate cases, both in the civil system and in the criminal system, where our client is not only being sued for, and the judgment rendered against her was upwards of $2 million, but she also now faces 15 felony counts by the Attorney General of California.
Just out of curiosity, did Planned Parenthood get in any trouble at all because of this?
No, absolutely not. So they're
now, folks, do you hear that? You hear that? The actual criminals go scot-free. Criminals selling baby parts, which is against the law, by the way. Even though they can murder them, they still can sell the parts. Go ahead.
Right. The federal laws against the trafficking of human fetal tissue are clear. They're clear on the books of human tissue, period, and human organs, not to mention fetal human tissue. The only silver lining, and we'll certainly have to appeal this atrocious loss, and throughout the hour we can talk about some of the details as to why we have a case fit for appeal. But the only silver lining that came out is that we finally got on record witness testimony. So these are actual abortionists describing the procedures of abortion. And, we'll pause for a second and talk about that at some point in the program. But I'd like the listeners just to hear the words of Dr. Nakatoliyash as they describe exactly what the procedures were during the abortion process in order to maintain intact organs. I mean, it is the worst evil conceivable. There's, in my opinion, there is nothing more demonstrative of the depravity of mankind's heart than unredeemed mankind's heart than what this doctor was describing. But not only is it, legal, as you just said, legal in our country to do, but those who try to expose it, they're the ones that are now facing criminal charges.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So we'll talk about it. So Dr. Nakatoli, and it's on record. We've published it on our website for you to see. She described how they would turn a baby upside down within the uterus so the baby is facing forward with their head actually facing down. It usually comes out first. Well, they would go inside, put the baby upside down. They would then crush the thorax, so right at the neck. They would use a tool to crush the thorax. And then they would crush underneath the abdomen and basically sever it within the womb, separate the head, take the head, decapitate the baby, and then crush from the hips down. Separate that, remove the head, remove the legs, essentially, and have the thorax in the mother. They'd keep that in the mother as long as the procedure would take. They'd clean the rest out, and then they'd pull that basic abdomen out of the mother. And they'd do that. It'd be the last thing to come out because they wanted to get that as quickly as they wanted to get that as quickly as they could into packing and shipping materials, keeping it on ice so that they could then ship it out to whoever the customer was on the other side of this transaction. And I mean, hearing that described via transcript, the audio transcript and the written transcript, you can't really conceive the evil
that has to
possess a human being to make a profit over that practice, not just to do it itself, but know that they are raising funds off of that very practice.
That is so beyond words to understand for a normal individual. It truly is. And when this was brought out, how did it affect the trial, if any?
Well, so one, and it's good that you brought that out. So the judge attempted to handcuff this testimony from coming out at all. He did so many backflips in order to try to keep this testimony out, saying, the only parts of the testimony that would be able to be spoken were the things that were done in public. But they then said, well, the only things that you could actually share for the jury to listen to, the jury who's deliberating over this, the only thing you can share are the names. So you can only say the names, but then you have to blot out the rest of the recordings. It was then it was able to come out because they had to admit that what they were doing was not in secret and that they were able to talk about it in public. And so we said, well, what do you mean in public? And they say, well, you know, we didn't do this behind closed doors. It wasn't a medical setting. We spoke about this out, you know, it wasn't medical advice. We spoke this about this out in the public. And so we asked, you know, what do you mean you spoke about this out in public? Well, of course, they did it out in a restaurant. We obviously had the videos done doing it in the restaurant. And so by their admission, this was done out in the public. It's not, you know, held between a medical examiner and their a physician and their client or their patient's privilege, and so it could ultimately come out. So there were so many hoops that we had to jump through just to get that testimony out. But once they opened the door, we were able to expose to the jury and ultimately to the rest of the world exactly what that practice was, and let folks see for themselves. This is what the abortion industry is about.
Wow, that is, you know, you would think that that would have shot the whole case off under Planned Parenthood. You would think that when the judge and the jury saw that, that would be it. There'd be nothing left to talk about.
During this 2-week trial, Pastor Butch, so not only did we get the testimony from Planned Parenthood, but from the other side, so from the universities that would receive the actual fetal tissue, and they would say, and I'm using fetal tissue in the scientific term, but the baby body parts. They would say that it was best if the organs were still warm. And one of them actually testified, this is Doe number 12, her name is not mentioned, actually testified that they received a beating heart, that they opened the box and the heart was still pumping blood to the remaining organs that are there within the abdomen. And, I mean, you can just imagine what that evidence presented in front of anyone would do, not to mention a court of law that is supposed to be enacting justice, what it should have done. But on the other hand, as we said, we did lose that case. We'll appeal it. But just to show you how much the so-called justice system there in California is botched and how much the odds are stacked against us when we take on cases like this, we still lost a $2 million judgment because the judge continued in that case to handcuff the work that we wanted to expose during that time.
Well, what did the judge say when he saw the evidence himself?
Well, he shuddered. I mean, and this judge, to mention him in particular, he's donated to Planned Parenthood, so he should have recused himself from the process, but he didn't. What he did is during the deliberation process, right before the jury goes out and renders a verdict, they need to have instructions from a judge. And he, in an unprecedented fashion, gave a 101-page jury instruction, which is ridiculous. No lay non-attorney with hours in the day could have the time to interpret what this said. But he gave it to a jury and said, amongst other things, that when you're considering this case, the First Amendment is not a defense. So you cannot use this journalistic privilege to defend them. He said the court already determined that the defendants are liable for trespass. So already called us saying that we trespassed, even though it was in a public space. He said the court already determined that the defendants breached certain contracts. He said that Planned Parenthood had no duty to investigate whether the defendants' claims were true or not. He said that the jury can't consider the content of the videos themselves to determine whether or not the defendants has...
What he done, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what he done, he went ahead and made the verdict himself. He just exactly. Tied the jury. You know, that is totally unconstitutional. Of course, that Constitution and his court's no good, I'm sure. But it's totally wrong. That is not... The judge is not to influence verdict. He's not even there to make comments on it. His job is to be a referee, and that's it.
I mean, this guy got in the game, was in the middle of it, and joined the side of Planned Parenthood, has as he did financially before, but as explicitly as he did even through these jury instructions.
So the jury was more or less, if they would have ruled anything different, they could have been found in contempt.
Absolutely, it could have been a mistrial on the part of Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood would love to have a mistrial. You could only we'd only be able to suffer two mistrials before it's tossed out of court, or essentially on the merits. So either way, you know, we would have been in a pretty bad situation. This judge went so far, and thankfully appeals are on matters of law. So we'll be able to appeal, and we'll have a very strong case for appeal. If you've been paying attention, the Trump administration has done an incredible job in reforming the Ninth Circuit over there in California. So they'll be able to hear an appeal. Hopefully we'll be able to land a favorable judge and turn this back in the favor of justice, which should on its face be a clear justice. But, you know, hopefully through this appeal we'll get that right result.
So what are both the man and woman facing as far as jail time or fines?
Yeah, it's so in terms of a civil case, it's about $2 million. In terms of the criminal case, it's 15 total counts, six of which we're pretty confident, and we're pretty confident that those will be dropped right away. Of course, the standard is probable cause, which is pretty low standard in order to get an indictment heard in court. Hopefully six of those will go away, and there'll be nine. So nine essentially different cases. They all have to do – sorry, nine different charges, and they all have to do with illegally recording an individual. So California has a statute where you can't illegally record an individual. Of course, you're allowed to record a person if you're undercovering crime. But since it's not criminal to abort a baby, it's not necessarily crime.
But it is to sell the parts, and they were caught selling parts.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, you get it, Pastor Bush. I get it. the average American gets it. But we have the communist state of California that is doing everything they can to reverse what we know as common sense, especially common sense in the law. The statutes that they're applying against these individuals, it's the first time in the history of the state that they've applied this to undercover investigators or journalists. And incidentally, but I'm sure you don't think it's a surprise, it was the Attorney General at the time, familiar name Kamala Harris, that brought these initial charges against Sandra Merritt. So, it is so plain as day what evil looks like in our nation today. I mean, there was a time where evil, you shuttered behind closed doors and you heard about these things in other nations, but it is so plain as day in the state of California. It's so plain as day, sadly, in many places of this country.
Absolutely.
That's the face of evil.
It's getting to be the most common thing, more prevalent than the other way. So are these two people free now, or are they in jail?
No, so they're free. They're free, thankfully. They're able to walk around. Sandra Merritt is a grandmother. She has grandkids, so she's doing this in her retirement. And here's the big communist state of California going after this grandmother because she decided to have courage to take a stand and not allow this to continue. David DeLeiden is my age. He's right around 30 years old, just beginning his career as a journalist. So these are you and I. These are people that we relate to that are being brought up on these criminal charges.
Well, now, when do you think the case will go back to court?
Right after this Christmas break. I think it was December 13. No, it would have been a little earlier this month that the initial six charges were being deliberated as to whether or not they'd go forward. But as soon as January comes around again, we're set to go to trial on this criminal aspect. The appeals process is already filed, and we should be hearing an answer soon.
So this will be before the Ninth Circuit?
Yep, this will be at the circuit level in the Ninth.
Well, I'm glad that you said there's been a shakeup on that circuit. That's been one of the worst circuits in the country. period, for anyone, anything to do with morality and Christianity. Wow. Well, I'm glad you brought that up today, Lynn, because I was kind of curious, and a lot of my listeners were too. And folks, next half hour, we'll take questions if you want to call and ask any questions yourself about anything that Jonathan or his organization is knowing. You can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And Jonathan, what is next on your agenda? This trial obviously is still moving, but I know you all handle a lot of different situations. Which one is the next one coming up that's really important?
Well, I think relative to everyone listening to you, like very ground level stuff. So we've handled about 260 cases this year with regard to parents and teachers and coaches within the school system that are trying to make sense of the LGBT agenda that has infiltrated their system, has hijacked the very thinking of their kids, has hijacked their lips, forcing teachers to refer to young boys as young girls, forcing coaches of all male teams to be in locker rooms with young girls that are claiming to be boys. So we've taken well over 200 cases in advising parents and teachers in this regard. And I think it's these small sort of tip of the spear situations that are keeping us busy and certainly would be of high relevance to the folks listening. Because these are things that come about every day, you know, everyday situations, parents sending their children off to school, those that can't homeschool, and having to deal with that, having their children come home being indoctrinated, having to sit through drag queen story hours or view literal pornography in their so-called sexual health curriculums. Those are the, and then they're steady, like I said, over 260 just in this past year cases.
All right, hang on to the break, because we got to go to break. Hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought, Jonathan. Hang on to it, okay? Folks, back at the break with your phone calls. You want to talk to us, 844-769-2944. You're hearing it from a man on the front lines. Aren't you glad they're out there?
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio, Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. And don't forget, if you're listening on shortwave right now, 6115, you're listening because Melody Seastrom put us there. So if you appreciate the program, let her know it. I mean, really, give her a call. Toll-free call, 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Again, I want to welcome all the new listeners and all the new stations we're blessed to pick up beginning of the month. From Spokane down in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arizona, all these places. Thanks for joining us. I do mean that. I appreciate it. I hope you are learning something from the broadcast. I hope it makes you a little bit angry enough to stand up for what's right. And don't apologize for standing up for what's right. I hope this program inspires you to do what is right. That's what Christians are supposed to be here for. And now we have schools in California teaching their children that pedophilia, sex with children, is normal. In Austin, Texas, they're teaching 8-year-olds how to have anal sex. Isn't that wonderful? And they're taking the children to watch perverted drag queens read to them. Thank God for a little bit of stand up here in Morgantown, West Virginia. They tried to do that about a month ago, and the people said it ain't going to happen here. They closed down because of threats. It don't bother me. It stopped the perverts getting to the children. And I'll say this and move on. If your child is attending a public school today, and this is going on in the public schools, and it really is, shame on you. Don't blame the child. It's your fault. Jonathan, go ahead. Take off where you left off.
Yeah, I think you're right. Some of the examples that talk about where we are in terms of the public schools, and we're getting calls daily, like I mentioned, about 260 individual cases that we had to deal with in this past year. For instance, a coach who's coaching an all-men's team, and of course, as all of us athletes would know, you're in the locker room with your boys right before the game, and you're in all sorts of manner of dress. Well, he has this female who decides she's a boy and wants to join the team, and she wants to get dressed in front of the other boys, and he, as a male, necessarily has to be in that room with his other athletes, who are all men. But here's a female wanting to undress, and he's coming to us saying, hey, I obviously want to keep my job as a coach and being a great mentor and helping these young guys out, but I have this female sitting almost in the nude on the bench in front of me. What do I do? And of course, that female, based on her school district's passing these so-called equality laws based on sexual orientation or gender identity, has the legal right to be there, certainly not the lawful right, but has legal right to be in that setting. So you're having coaches have to compromise bare common sense or lose their job, perverting their eyes being in that same setting because of these SOGI laws that are popping up all across the country.
Unbelievable.
Those are coaches, they're parents that are calling us daily with the same sort of complaints, the material that you mentioned that are being taught in schools. I mean, it's rampant all over this nation.
It is. It really is. And folks, I'm going to tell you this, I've said many times, I'll say it again. It's the church's fault. It's a pastor's fault. I guarantee you that most of y'all go to churches where none of this stuff's ever mentioned. When we have Bible study, Jonathan will tell you this, we do an hour of current events and what's going on in the country. We share what's going on because the church has been waiting for the rapture for so many years. That's what's killed this country. It's a cowardly church. I'll start preaching if I don't quit this, but that's true. Very, very true. Whether you like it or not, doesn't change the fact, it's true. And that, Jonathan, we got to get the phone calls in a second. I'll get the phone call in a minute, I promise. But, you know, the women wanted equal rights in this country for a lot of years. Equal rights. Well, now the men, they say, come on, all right, you have equal rights. We're going to play in your teams now, too. And they're crying because they can't beat the men. Now, it can't be both ways. If you want equal rights, honey, then you have to tolerate the men smack your butt down and wrestling. No, I don't agree with it. I think it's absurd. I think it's perverted. But you want equal rights? The girls going to join the boys' team? The boys can go in the jail, join the girls' team. It's not right. But it's showing how far we come in a country that's compromised, trying to make everybody happy, and everybody so won't hurt anybody's feelings. And I'm so sick of, Jonathan, of people saying, well, that offended me. Well, that's just tough nookie. I mean, that's just the way it is. The truth.
Right, you're absolutely right. How they've perverted this fight for equal rights, the whole, you know, this transgender ideology where men can just decide to be women. You know, there's this bill that gets reauthorized every 10 or so years here in Congress, the Violence Against Women's Act, where, of course, by right, you know, if you commit a violence even against your spouse or against a neighbor or anyone, male to a female, there are certain statutes that are there to protect the female from abusive men, necessarily. Well, you have all these transgender men now claiming that they are women, and within this Violence Against Women's Act, redefining what it means to be a woman, and getting these men getting into fistfights with other men, but claiming that they're women in order to be protected by these statutes. And it's laughable. It really is laughable if Congress wasn't sitting behind their desk and actually reauthorizing this thing and allocating money towards the research and investigation of these sort of outbreaks of fights. I mean, it is crazy. But once you get that the camel's nose under the tent, once you start turning that wheel, it's very hard once you start losing that moral compass to ever get it back.
And folks, in a little few minutes, after that, a few phone calls, we're going to talk Virginia, the state of Virginia, right, just a couple hours, hour and 45 minutes away from me, is on the verge of some bloodshed. And I'm not making this up. To the point the governor's thinking about calling up the National Guard to enforce gun laws if they pass them. I'm serious. And I talked to the sheriff's office today in Culpeper County, Virginia today. Sheriff's office said he'll deputize 1,000 men if he has to protect the people's rights. This is getting to be nasty, people, in a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. Let's go to Nevada. Let's talk to Stephen. Stephen, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, brother.
Hello, Stephen.
It's a great guest you have on.
Thank you. Yes, he is.
I'm so inspired. But could you give me his phone number again?
Sure, I'll give it.
Yeah, Jonathan, go ahead.
It's 407-875-1776. So 407-875-1776. Those last four digits should be easy to remember. So lc.org. You can pull up our website and get on our contact form, and that's a very quick way to get in touch with us.
Okay. Well,
did you get that, Stephen? Okay.
But well,
go ahead, Stephen.
You know, I just have to reiterate something I've said before, and that's if murder is legal, then, you know, why are we surprised with all this other trash going on?
Right.
That's true. Very
right.
True.
Well, I think that the abortion issue should certainly be focused on.
Totally agree. If you don't have enough respect for human life to murder children, you shouldn't give a hoot about anything else, do you?
Yeah, that's the way I...
That's very true. Very true.
Okay. I don't want to hold
anything up. Anything else, Stephen? Well, all right. Well, thanks for the call, brother. Thanks for being there. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Any comments, Jonathan, on that?
Yeah, I think Steve's absolutely right. You'll remember back in the 70s when this was really end of the 60s, early 70s, when the abortion debate came up, the Democrats were happy to say, well, this has to be safe, legal, and rare, right? They wanted it to be rare. Well, now fast forward.
Yeah, right.
40-some-odd years later, there are posters of I celebrate my abortion. There was a recent lady who was in a pageant show basically saying I wouldn't be where I am today without my abortion. My kid would have been in the way of me being on this pageant stage. It is insane to think of how far we've come, just as a nation, in terms of sanctioning murder and even saying at the time the best argument that, well, this needs to be rare, to now where they're celebrating it and they're saying, share your stories of abortion, which are victorious stories in their opinion. It's an absolute shame. And Steve's absolutely right. As soon as you let that cat out of the bag, as soon as you allow murder to be legal in any sense, you lose that value of what human life is. And of course, as you said, all of this trash will come about as a result.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, we become callous as a society against life, period, as a whole. I mean, to murder an unborn baby and then to brag about it. Well, this is why where I am today, because I killed an innocent individual. The most innocent individual created is an unborn baby. And I killed that baby so I can be where I am today. That's callous. Jonathan, what's even more callous is that the churches are quiet about it.
Yeah.
And a lot of them now condone it. Even homosexuality, they condone it. It's the church's fault, people. I'm not blaming the politicians. It's our fault. We let it happen. It's callousness. And the Bible says natural love will fail. And boy, it has. All right, let's go to Arizona and talk to Gary. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. You knew I called in today.
Hello. Oh, yes.
Butch?
Yes.
Butch,
go
ahead. Am I on? Jonathan,
yeah, you're on. Go ahead. Yes.
Jonathan, I want to thank you so very, very much for what you do. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you mightily.
It's an honor, sir. Thank you so much.
You know, I have been dealing with this every single day of my life for the last 32 years, trying to expose the hideousness of what's going on. And I would like to say something. Would you agree with these numbers? There's been at least 60 million babies slaughtered since Roe v. Wade. Would you agree with that?
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
Very least. Just 3,000 every day.
Every day. I 3, talk 000, about yep. this all the time. I'm on the streets. Butch can tell you about that. I'm standing against this every day for the past 30 years. Not every day, but really, really, really frequently. But I've been telling people if there were 60,000 babies that were murdered, that means that we have, okay, that many murderers walking around amongst us.
Right.
Every time you walk in a Walmart, every time you walk in a Kmart, every time you walk any place, you're going to bump into people who have done this, this wickedness and this evil. And the Lord God Almighty sees that. And I cannot understand why Christian people will not call this what it is, will not stand against it. We put on the whole armor of God that we can stand against the workers of darkness. And in that right there, it says, having done all to stand, stand. It says it three times to stand. They talk about it, but they will not stand. They will not do nothing about it until people truly get active. The courts is not going to make this go away. It's people where it's going to make it go away. And they better take to the streets, and they better do it now, because this nation is just about gone. I'm sorry, I don't mean to rant and rave, but I'm
Oh, you're telling the truth.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm sick
telling the truth.
To death of this happening. And people say it's wrong, but there's nothing I can do about it. Well, by God, there is something you can do about it. You put your faith in the God that you say that you love and stand for these children. I'm sorry, Butch,
Amen.
But
I don't blame you. You know, Gary, you know something gets me? Now, you know I carry a gun. He knows that. He's seen it. But you know what really gets me, Gary? We're willing to die to protect a gun we own, but we're not willing to die to protect an unborn baby.
It's pathetic.
It's pathetic.
This is Luciferian.
Right.
Yes, it is.
These people are walking in doctrines of demons. Now, that's what the Bible says. That's not what Gary says. That's not what Jonathan says. And that's not what Butch says. That's what the Word of God says. I'll get off, Butch, and let somebody else get on. God bless you both for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very true. When we're willing to fight for the Second Amendment, and I'm all for it. Believe me, I am, folks. On the wall hanging behind me is my daddy's first deer rifle. It's an 1896 25-35 lever action. It's not a Ruger. My blank one is Savage lever action. And right above it is the second Amendment written out. I'm all for this. I'm all for this. And right underneath that rifle, but belonging to my daddy, is a 44 Magnum Vaquero, Ruger Vaquero, stainless steel pearl handle pistol my wife bought for me for her anniversary, never been fired. And with that, it's in a holster, a custom made rig a guy made for me, decked out in silver and black with a cross on the holster. It says CTDM on it for the ministry name. Yeah, I got guns, and I'm not ashamed of it, and I will defend them. But for goodness sake, people, why do you think a holy God would want us to keep our guns, our weapons, if we won't even use them to defend the most innocent people in the world? Think about it. Go ahead, Jonathan. I'll get started preaching. I'll forget all about this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think it's funny and it's great, too. I'm at my home now. There's a gun within good reach of our most common places in any home. So in any place that we are in the home. So by my headboard, it's right where I can turn and reach for it. Where my wife stands next to the dishwasher, she has one where it's well within reach. So I appreciate you talking about that. It's just funny that how we'll live and die by that Second Amendment. But when it does come to task on some of these other issues, some of these things that God is very clear about, the churches tend to cower in the distance and not want to ruffle feathers. And not want to fight back on something that is so explicit in Scripture, preservation of human life.
Why would a holy God, why would a righteous God even desire to protect what we call our rights? And they're not just, these aren't rights, these are duties. But anyway, why would he desire to even help us keep the Second Amendment if we want to defend his most innocent creation? You know, and folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And I know this is pretty tough talking and preaching, but it is what it is. I'm telling you the truth, and so is Jonathan. And you can get a hold of Jonathan at Liberty Council if you'll call 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. Now, by the way, if you listen on this broadcast as a repeat program, you can listen to it live if you want to by going to gsradio.net. That's Global Star, gsradio.net. Click on Listen Online. Go to Star 5 and click on a pop-up player at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. You'll find us there. Or you can call and listen on the phone at 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418 to listen online if you want, listen on the phone if you want. But you can listen live if you want, or of course, you'll listen on the repeat broadcast all the country, but it's there if you want to listen to it. Now, Jonathan, what do you see coming next for you as a main battle, for you personally and your group that you work with? I know you have different people. How many folks do you have working in the field right now with this kind of problems?
Well, we have attorneys in every state. We have attorneys that were able to pull up for individual cases in every state. We have our headquarters in Orlando, an office in Virginia, and I, of course, am in D.C., so I have, I guess, the duty, as you call it, to keep watch over Congress and the federal government, interact with the White House on a daily basis, but really keep watch over Congress and the legislative branch and try to move things there. Of course, everyone's eye is on the impeachment process. It's a whole other program to talk about the unlawfulness of what is happening at the impeachment process and what's going to play out even tomorrow in the next few days as we're seeing these votes come across. So we're keeping watch over that, but at the same time, we're able to use our cases, so this case against Planned Parenthood, to really push legislation. And so we're, in the month of January, really going to push the Born Alive Infant Survivors Protection Act. And folks are always asking, well, why do we need a Born Alive Act? Why do we need to protect, make a special allocation for a life that's born alive, even if the mother attempted to abort it? Well, it's because of the very explicit case that we have now where hearts are actually beating inside of a human being, being artificially stopped, the process aborted, or the baby terminated at the will of a doctor and at the will of the woman that's in the situation. So we have usually counterpart legislation that follows some of our cases. We'll be moving. I'll be working on that aspect here on the Hill, while the rest of our attorneys are taking these, like I said, almost 260 cases every year, as well as some of these really big, high-profile cases that should snag our hearts and then capture the headlines as well.
You know, it's really a sad statement, but it's already been debated to allow people to murder the babies after they're born, up to even 3 years later, has it not?
Yeah, the three-year mark, I think that's a little far. I can't think of a situation that it's gone that far, but the law certainly, oh man, it's graphic talking about it, but it disallows a doctor. So it'd be wrong for the doctor to try to provide resuscitative care to a baby that makes it out alive, but that was earmarked for an abortion. So if the baby was supposed to die, even if it comes out alive, even if it survives all of that procedure that we talk about and makes it alive, the doctor has no responsibility to resuscitate that baby, give it life-saving treatment. It can just literally watch the baby die. If you don't believe me, ask Governor Northam, who put this bill forward last year in Virginia, wanting this go through, and that's where we are.
And he's not governor of Virginia. That's why they're having problems here right now. But right. Seriously, it has been debated. I've heard this before, that some people want to make it legal to murder a child after it's born, even though you may want it at the time. You can make mine over a period of time whether you can keep it or not. This has been discussed. I know it's not been brought forth before Congress, but it's been discussed. When you know, when you open the door and give validity to something just by discussing it, if you just discuss it, It's like saying, well, we're going to vote in a church tomorrow, whether we allow homosexuals to come in and be married in our church, and there's 100 people there, and 99 of them vote no, you've already lost. Because it's brought up for a vote, you've already lost, it'll come up again next year, and then the next year. And eventually it'll pass. Once you give it validity enough to vote on it, to talk about it, you pretty much lost the argument. It's so absurd, it shouldn't be discussed. It shouldn't be discussed, but it has been.
I think you're absolutely right. This is, it exposes the hearts of men. When Jeremiah says that we're deceitfully wicked, that we have a bend towards evil, but you know, but for, as Ephesians later says, but for God, but for His intervention, this bend of evil, this unrestrained evil, this unredeemed evil that we are. You know, if it wasn't for God saving us. To allow that to go to its length is when you get where we are today.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll just say a quick one. Since God has left certain institutions to sort of restrain that. And one of the, you know, self-institution, self-governance, the family, the church, and government when done well is what's supposed to restrain that.
Amen. Amen. But, you know, I do know this to be true because this Bible talked about in Revelation, the place in the book, that there will be evil will be allowed among us to sift the righteous from the wicked. You know that.
Right.
The righteous will stand and be persecuted. And we know that's Bible, folks. If you read the Bible, Revelation 13, you'll find out where the beast is given power over all nations and all people. And it says in Revelation 13 that he will have power to overcome the saints. So the true believers will say tried, many, many slaughtered. I have been over the world already, folks. Ever since Christ left, many millions have died for the stand for Christ in places like the Muslim countries and in the Hindu countries. And don't think it's not going to happen here. Already in America, true believers are already being talked about, laughed at, and mocked. How do I know that? Well, I haven't had my life threatened in quite a while. No, I haven't. Maybe I'm backslid. I don't know. But he's given life threatened once in a while, and even threatened to burn down my home and everything else. And I just tell him, come on, you know where I live. I mean, what am I going to do? I put my hand to trust in God. But please don't think I won't defend myself, because I will. But the point of it is, brother, there's going to be a sifting,
right?
Because evil's going to increase. I'm sorry to say that, but it is. And the true believers will be the ones you stand out, like the three Hebrew children. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the music was playing, and all the other Hebrews bowed, but they didn't. So they stood like a sore thumb. God chose to deliver them. He didn't have to, but they didn't care. They said, whether he delivers or not, we don't care. We're not going to bow to your God. So here we sit today in America. Jonathan, go ahead. We got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
All right, definitely in Daniel 8, that infamous story that we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's worth quoting, right? They say, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God can deliver us, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden statue. And that remains as sort of the defining archetypical example of where the believer needs to stand.
Amen.
These were guys that knew the truth, that were, you know, top of their class, that were bright individuals that could stand in the seats of power, but they weren't intimidated by it, and they spoke truth to power. We have to think of the incredible power that raised Christ from the dead being in us, giving us the boldness. The Christians in Acts that faced all manner of persecution, they were told to deny their faith or face death, and they decided one by one to go to the grave because they would not deny Jesus Christ and him crucified. Those of us that have had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that met him and know him for who he is, that has him reigning in our lives, that's the fuel and that's the motivation to do what we do and really is why we take a stand. As soon as that is placed in perspective, yes, evil is out there. Persecution will come with it. But the impetus to take a stand, there's no other doubt what we can Amen. And what we will do.
Amen. Very quick, give me the phone number again and your website.
The phone number is 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776.
And the website?
The website is lc.org. LC as in Liberty Council. .org.
All right. Brother, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I mean that. This has been inspiring to me. And God bless you for your stand. And you tell your beautiful bride that I said hello. And we'll get together sometime again, okay?
Well, absolutely. We're looking forward to it, Pastor Bush. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. And folks, we brought to you tonight as straight as we could. And I hope you'll call them up and talk to them. 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. Now, tomorrow night, by the way, Dr. Ron Green will be with you. And for new listeners, you're in for a treat to listen to Dr. Ron Green about his natural healing supplements that he's developed himself. You don't want to miss that. I'll be back with you Wednesday night, of course, as always. But tomorrow night will be Dr. Ron Green. Don't miss that program. New listeners are really going to enjoy this and Dr. Ron Green. And if you don't mind, pray for us as a ministry, please. We've been blessed to reach more people. I want to do it the right way. Ask our Father to give me boldness and righteousness in him and the strength to stand with the truth and to know the truth. And if you'll help us, folks, we'll try to get to more stations. If you'll help us and we want to order a book or two from us or send a donation, you can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa, hey, put a debit card, credit card, whatever, for $20 and order the books or whatever you want to do with it. We'll be with you again, folks, real soon. We love you. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.